Hello everyone and welcome to Toonami Therapy. Today on February 29th of 2024. I'm Michael.
I'm Tommy.
And this is our podcast where we talk about anime stuff, including some things that are even on Toonami. Okay. So, yes, we'll get right into it. And I'll see how much I can actually remember, because I don't know, for some reason I'm like having trouble remembering a bunch of the stuff we actually watched on Toonami.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. Okay, so we've got, I guess we start with we don't have anything too special to talk about, I don't think. So We've got episode 3 of Ninja Kamui. So basically we find out, first we do get to see, all the evil ninjas. They sit at a table because, they're the Legion of Doom, I guess. That's like the thing I remember, them all just sitting at the circular, table. And then I'm sorry, I am having so much trouble remembering anything other than the Legion of Doom table in this episode. I think I was a little distracted when I watched this, so unfortunately I'm completely forgetting a bunch of stuff. There was a bunch of action in it, I remember that much.
Yeah, it wasn't too interesting, so... not much really to say about it.
I apologize to all the listeners. I like I said, that was the case, and I totally meant to go back and rewatch it, but then I forgot, so... the bad guys have a Legion of Doom table. What more do you need to remember other than that? They did get attacked by the enemies and stuff, and... yeah, I'm sorry. I'm probably going to be really bad at remembering the stuff that happened on Toonami this week. I... very much apologize for being even less professional than normal. Okay. I'll do better next time, hopefully. So, we've got Demon Slayer episode 40. So, this one basically, Nezuko is still fighting Daki, but then because she's got an injured Nezuko, does see this bleeding person, and the fact she still does have this desire for blood kind of overtakes her. Tanjiro is able to stop her, and then Sound Hashira guy shows up and beats Daki, and they're thinking, oh wow, she was actually kind of lame for the arc villain, it wasn't she. And then her brother, who's also a demon, shows up and is like way stronger. So they're having a lot more trouble dealing with him.
Yeah. Half this episode was just Tanjiro putting his sword in Nezuko's mouth and trying to hold her down. Like, that was literally half the episode. And, it was like they couldn't think of anything else to do there. So, that's what I remember most from this episode. Not much. This guy who showed up, he's the guy who brought them along, right?
The guy to show up to help, who helped them. Yes, that was. I can't remember his name, so I would all call him Sound Hashira guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a Sound Hashira. All like the Hashiras have some element, the flame, the insect, the sound. I can't remember all the others. It brings up like some questions. What happens if there's because we know, they die and they get replaced. So, okay, so you got a Sound Hashira. So maybe he dies, and then you've got this super great other person, but they don't really know anything about sound. They're just super grating something that's already occupied by another Hashira. How does that work? Do they, then just put a less impressive person just because he's got sound abilities?
It's like the Peter principle. So yeah, okay episode, but a lot of this episode was, as I said, just Tanjiro struggling and struggling and struggling, and it didn't make for very good TV.
Well, I did think Daki basically just throwing a tantrum was kind of funny. About how she's like so annoyed that she lost, that she's like complaining about it, even while her head is detached. And yeah, then her like brother just comes out of her. So yeah, and I didn't specify that he doesn't just like show up; he actually like emerges from her body, if I recall correctly. So yeah, I guess it would have been too easy quickly to get to just beat her, because we've got still got 4 episodes left. All right. After that, we have Licorice Recoil episode 6. All right. So basically, there's been more attacks on the Licorice agents, and to try and Takina basically moves in with Chisato to try to be more safe. We do have, oh yeah, Majima is really angry at the guy who always wears a mask, Robota, that's his name, because he told him, hey, you'd better find the Licorice headquarters, but he's not able to, so Majima is about to like try to kill him, but then he gets he is able to show him some footage of Chisato. Majima attacks her and discovers the whole like oh, she was from the Allen Institute and all of that sort of stuff. Let's see. Anyway, Majima does manage to get out of there, although they do find out his name. And yeah, that was the main stuff that happened in the episode, I think. Did I miss something important? I probably missed something important.
Yeah, for some reason I'm blanking on this one. Why don't I remember this one that much? I can't figure it out.
Well, I mean, I was having to look at, I remember some things, but I was refreshing my memory by looking over a synopsis of the episode. Maybe I should have done that back in Ninja Kamui, just read out the description on Wikipedia.
Yeah, but then we get too lazy. I guess it was an okay episode. I don't remember being angry after it, so obviously, it wasn't a terrible episode. It just wasn't very memorable.
Completely forgetting we watched. The level of professionalism you expect from us. We, all right, let's, yeah. Well, we already watched this a while ago, so it's just annoying that I'm forgetting all the, I can remember the generalities. I just have trouble remembering specific episodes. Okay, so One Piece episode 655, Sanji fights Doflamingo, but isn't able to beat him. Law saves him, and they all basically decide to take off to get away from the bad guys. Let's see. Right, and then, oh yeah, we do find out more of the specifics of Doflamingo. Did we know before this that he had the that what Doflamingo's powers actually were? Because we find out about him in this episode, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I can't remember if they explicitly say that it's the string fruit he has, but that's his power. He can make strings appear and command them. So he can fly around because he's able to attach himself to clouds, but he can't do when there's not clouds around. Okay. So mean, so they all do manage to get away with Caesar Clown, who, and so yeah, they managed to get away, basically, and Law's still upset about Doflamingo for reasons we don't know yet. There we go. That's the stuff that happened in One Piece.
No, you missed something.
What did I miss?
Padding. Lots and lots of padding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ridiculous amounts of it. So much so that we're like desensitized to the padding at this point. We just kind of expect it, so we don't even point it out anymore because it's so pervasive. Mm-hmm. It's and I'm actually looking forward to these episodes you tell me coming up are going to be like half a chapter. That's going to be really fun to watch how they squeeze the life out of those.
There is going to be a new One Piece anime coming out. Starting from the beginning, it'll be by who was it? Was it Studio Wit? I can't remember, but it's announced to have come out. It'll start from the beginning, and that'll make it so that I guess if you want to watch One Piece without all of the padding, you'll be able to watch that. Although, of course, it'll take years and years for the anime. Even if the anime puts out one episode a week, and I don't know if it will, it might be seasonal, it'll take a really long time to catch up to where the manga is. Like, yeah, let me just... how many chapters is One Piece up to so far? I think there are more episodes than chapters now, actually, which, you know, says a lot about how much they had to pad things out. Okay, so we have 1,108 chapters. So basically, if we're going at a pretty brisk pace of, like, let's say three chapters per episode, then we will catch up in... well, if One Piece literally, to put it into perspective, if One Piece literally ends next chapter, there'll still be like, at that rate, there'll be about 370 episodes needed to catch up, to adapt the whole thing at that rate. So, yeah, I guess unfortunately, and the worst thing is, of course, it's going to take the anime quite a while to actually get to the part where all the padding started. Because One Piece did not begin with a ton of padding. It just started doing more and more of that as it went along.
Mm-hmm.
I think people say it was Enies Lobby where they start really doing it. And then it's the time skip where it starts like really getting bad. And it apparently gets even worse from where we are. We're past the time skip. We're at the really bad part, but we're not the worst, apparently. Well, the One Piece padding allowed us to pad out our discussion of it, I guess.
Yeah. See, padding is a good thing.
All right, that's all of our Toonami stuff. Again, I feel bad for forgetting so many things. It doesn't help that, you know, it was farther back. I can remember the non-Toonami stuff better because I saw them more recently. Mm. And, oh yeah, you didn't watch Naruto. I did watch Naruto. You didn't really miss much, so don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the second to last episode because there is stuff after it, but it's basically like But the stuff after it is like either sort of filler stuff or just adapted from side story stuff. This is functionally the second to, like, the next episode is kind of the end of the story in a bunch of ways. And we're on the second to last one. I'm like, well, okay, there's a bunch of fighting, I guess.
Naruto and Sasuke, pretty much.
Yeah, Naruto and Sasuke fight. Next one will be the last one. Well, kind of, because again, more episodes. But next one will adapt the second to last chapter of go up through the second to last chapter of the manga. The final chapter of the manga is like a time skip to like, I don't
right.
Which I
overdose time.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised. I mean, I don't think that was in the actual Naruto anime, so I was a little surprised by that. At least there doesn't seem to be. I don't know. We'll see. But one way or the other, it actually does mean we are getting very... Even in terms of episodes, there's like only like 21 episodes or something left total. So I don't know if they'll just restart from the beginning after that or what.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On to the other stuff that's the non-Toonami things we've been watching. So, we've got Shangri-La Frontier, episode 13. So, they all go to find this this ghost NPC because she knew the... because she was... I can't remember if she was actually the wife of the Weathermon guy or... if they were just in a romantic relationship. In any case, basically, she gives a bunch of information that, relates, I guess, to the backstory of the game and such, and how, you know, to possibly beat him. Then we, so we get all that, and then the character, and... Plot-wise, that's kind of all that really happens. The rest of the episode is the characters having argument stuff with each other, or us actually seeing them, like some of the stuff in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there really wasn't much plot, but I don't know. I thought the jokes were funny, so I liked it.
Now, you told me at the end that they... I forget already. They have that whole SLF mini thing. But what's that word they shout before mini?
Theater.
Theater. Okay.
Yeah, they
okay.
go SLF. Yeah. Yeah, they go okay. SLF theater. And then Emil pops and goes, mini!
I see. Okay, that makes sense now.
Oh, no, there was the other thing. We did see Sunraku. He decided to play that other game and just kind of started fighting against someone in it who, I don't know, maybe they'll be important, I guess. Anyway, I thought it was kind of fun. I did like I don't know, just the stuff where the three of them, where Sunraku, Pencilgon, and what's the other person's name? I can never remember their name, but... Just like the comedic argument stuff they had was funny. Especially like when Sunraku's like, it's like saying, why do you care about NPCs? Back in that, I can't remember the name, like the medieval one. He's saying, you just dragged a king behind a carriage as bait and hung up a princess as a distraction, and then Pencilgon gets super angry at him.
Yeah, I noticed this episode had a lot of that gamer talk to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like they using acronyms and all that stuff, so yeah, it's trying to be hip and cool. I'm not sure if it'll work with me, but average episode, I'd say.
Yeah, I think the jokes were good. I did get some enjoyment out of that. It is a little nice to see them going into other games and such. But yeah, right now it does just kind of feel like they're setting up stuff for the big fight against... It's a Weathermon. That just sounds like a Digimon. You know, I'm pretty sure it probably was a Digimon named Weathermon. Let me look it up. Weathermon... Yes, there is a Digimon named Weathermon. It evolves into Tsukasimon or Weatheradramon, according to this site. Okay. All right. Moving on.
Yeah.
My teen romantic comedy snafu, episode 22. So, okay, so they decide, so our crew you know, goes to the student council, like meetings, and are like, yep, no one has any idea what they're doing. Then they ask their teacher for advice on, and she says, well, it's a Christmas event, so you guys need to get, you need to go to this, amusement, park for a Christmas themed event to understand it. It seems mostly just be excuse to unload some tickets she had on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they spend a bunch of time at the amusement park, and then most of the episode is really just them being there, but you know, they have a bunch of conversations about things also, and then I was a little confused because maybe I was dumb. Why at the end Hachiman sees like the two characters and then one of them like seems to like runs away crying? What was the reason for that?
Oh, it beats me.
Okay.
And don't ask me.
Maybe we're not supposed to know yet. That's the problem. When something like that happens, I'm thinking, okay, that was the end of the episode. Now, am I supposed to understand what that means? Did that relate to something earlier in the episode and I'm just dumb? Or is it just something that will be explained in the next episode? I don't know. That's the problem. I don't know if I'm supposed to know it or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think it was an improvement off the last episode. It's actually improvement off the last few episodes because the last few episodes have been pretty bad. So this was a lot better. So, but it's still not reaching the fun of the first season.
You said it pretty well. It's better than the last few episodes, but it still wasn't that great. But it was an improvement. It was moving somewhere. It was involving the main characters, all of them. There. That's already an improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So hopefully we'll see more of that. We're, getting four episodes left of this season. Although there was one season left after that. All right. So, after that, we got Full Metal Panic Fumofu Episode 5, in which the first one is basically they have to get the... Well, actually, these were technically two episodes, but they kind of do go into each other. Basically, they need... Mm-hmm. They need to try to get the school's karate club to leave the dojo because it's going to be demolished. Sosuke ends up beating them in duels, except where he keeps misunderstanding the fact you're not supposed to use weapons with them.
Mm-hmm.
Then they end up trying to take care of the school janitor, except they mess things up, including killing the fish that was his pet and feeding it to him because they didn't know it was his pet. So he gets super angry and goes completely berserk and causes massive damage. He doesn't even need to attack the weak point. He just causes massive damage. And then that's the end of the episode.
Yeah, he completely turns into a monster. And I love how Kaname references it in the preview of the next episode. She says something to the effect of, we've got a teacher turning into a vampire. You know, what next is going to happen? So, yeah, obviously this is not supposed to be taken seriously. So, I'm waiting for the other characters to show up. I know they do show up at some point, probably for a swimsuit episode, just to warn you. I love the episode. I just can't rank it thanks to my own rules. So this was probably my favorite thing I saw this week.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I liked the first half, I think, a little more than the second. The constant joke in which Sosuke keeps just going up, and then he just beats him like with a gun and all this other stuff. And Kaname keeps getting annoyed at him for not real, for like, no, you have to use your hands. And he's like, okay, I'll just use my hands. And then he just throws a grenade at him and then punches him. But you're supposed to use your hands. Well, the grenade wasn't like what the pin was. It was just a feint. Okay. It was funny. Not much else to say. We finished. And we also finished the Netflix One Piece live action series in episode 8, where basically, they all go and they fight Arlong and his fishmen, and the other characters manage to beat the other guys. But and Luffy fights Arlong, who finds he's not strong enough to beat directly, so he decides, well, I'll just destroy the building we're in then instead. Mm-hmm. Also as a way to spite Arlong by basically destroying all the maps that Nami made for him, and then they manage to beat him. They win. Everything's all great for everyone. Garp shows up. Then Garp shows up and, says that he wants to take Luffy. Luffy doesn't want to, so they fight. Garp easily beats him, but still is willing to leave Luffy alone. And then afterwards, the other Navy guy there, Marine, I can never remember which one, what the name, they say it so many times, it just blurs together, but they do end up putting a big bounty on Luffy over the incident. The guy who was basically, the corrupt one who was being paid off by Arlong. He used the opportunity to get a bounty on Luffy. And then they all just sail off. And, there's several things that are set up for next season. Then it's done.
Yeah, I had a question for you.
Okay.
Since I never really saw One Piece until, the Thriller Bark arc. Like, is Garp actually not a bad guy?
He's a good guy, kind of. Basically, here's the thing. He's a good guy, but he does work for the Marines. Now, the problem with the Marines is that they're kind of a... What would you call? They're kind of a corrupt police force in that they do actually fight against a bunch of criminals that are bad and all that kind of stuff. But they're also, and some of this isn't stuff that we have been really learned yet, but basically they're also under the control of the world government, which is a pretty corrupt organization. So they also go after a bunch of people who actually aren't really that big of an issue. That's why, they go after like Luffy and the gang because of the fact that even though by and large they've really just been helping out people, they still have been they have been taking stands against like the world government because again they're kind of doing a bunch of bad stuff. So it's kind of complicated, but Garp himself, he's a good guy. He is we haven't really seen him, as far as I remember, I do anything particularly bad. He's just a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he, just lets Luffy go. It's why when he first shows up in the anime or manga, which is quite a bit later, he only tries to actually take Luffy in after he's like literally ordered to. So, and then still like, yeah, I kind of let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, he's a decent guy.
Okay.
What made you think he was a bad guy exactly? Or
didn't he fight against Luffy earlier in the series? You know, Luffy.
Well, Yeah, he kind of, well, he was trying to capture Luffy because he didn't want him to become a pirate and want him to join the Marines and all that stuff. And then they fight again here. But no, he's like not like a villain or anything.
Oh, okay. All right, that makes sense.
So, yeah, this was a pretty good episode, really.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this was, again, not eligible for the top three, but this was probably my favorite thing of the week, even more than Full Metal Panic. I really enjoyed this series. It makes me wonder how much I'd enjoy One Piece. Like, if I watched it from season one, how much would I enjoy it? That's a pretty thorny question because I don't know how long it would take for all this stuff to happen. And, you know, I might lose interest if it went too long. So, but I'm definitely more interested in One Piece than I was before watching this. Like, before I just kind of thought One Piece was a joke, but this series showed me that One Piece is a legitimate thing, and it deserves more credit than I give it. I still wonder how they're going to do Chopper. Like, if they have a season two of this, I assume Chopper would show up at some point, and how are they going to computer animate or Ewok actor or something? I don't know.
They might. I've seen some speculations. Computer animation is the obvious one. They could, I mean, they could like use a puppet or something. You can actually do a lot with puppets, like the snails. Those were apparently, those weren't CGI. Those were just like puppet stuff they used for them. Yeah, I mean, like, even if you look at, like, some of, like, you know, like, the Muppet stuff, they can do a lot with puppets. And those are, like, obviously, like, lower budget ones than this might be. So, yeah, I can see there's several things they can do, but Chopper is definitely going to be one of the harder, one of the questions on what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. In regards to how long it would take to get to this point, I'm looking at It's a little tricky to say exactly when this, I would say, you know, the anime kind of continues from this point, because there were, like I said, they compressed some things, they changed some things. The broad strokes are the same as they are in the anime, but a bunch of the specifics are different. We covered essentially up through about 45 episodes.
Okay.
Of the original series. Or kind of... It's a little weird because so we have 45 episodes that gets to the end of the Arlong Park thing. Then there's two episodes that kind of cover the side story about Buggy that I don't think really have that's definitely plays out differently than it did in the anime. Because because here he like shows up a bunch in the original series. They beat him. He's gone. We have a side story about what he went on with him, and then he shows up in the next arc, I think, of the series, where they go to like Rogue Town or whatever it's right way to say it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and in terms of, sorry, I meant to have this up before talking, but I forgot. The One Piece and in terms of like I'm sure if you just look online, you can find pretty easily exactly what like the starting ending point is. But this would have been in total around, just glancing over it, this covered up through around the first 100-ish chapters of the manga.
Okay.
A little less than that, I think, but around that. So, yeah. So, and of course, if anyone's wondering the question, can I watch this and then just go to where the anime or the manga continues from roughly and understand what's going on? I think it would be easier to just, I think go through the whole thing to make sure you don't miss anything. But because it did cover the important things, I think you actually could go right from here into the next arc in the anime or manga. Just know the big differences are in the original, Kobe, he's gone after that, his initial appearance. He doesn't show up a bunch again. Garp doesn't show up until quite a bit later. So you're not going to see them for a while. Beware of that. Buggy, again, also hasn't been around generally with the main characters. He was gone after his first appearance. That's all the big changes I think I can remember. Other than that, I think you probably could just go straight in to it and have a pretty good understanding of everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't know. Do you anything you want to say about the specific episode, or do you want to talk more about the series as a whole? I guess.
The thing as a whole, I guess. Yeah.
Do you want to go first or should I?
No, you go ahead.
Okay. So, first off, this was good. It was good. It was a good series, and there was a lot of skepticism going into it, and for good reasons, because Netflix tried a live action Cowboy Bebop, and I haven't watched it, but I've heard mostly negative things about it. They tried that live action Death Note, which people said wasn't very good. And so there's a lot of skepticism going into this, but it ended up being pretty good. They put real effort into it. I know the original author was very involved in the production of this, which I think is probably a reason it managed to turn out good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
What is like the general... Do people generally think this was good or
yes
or not?
Yes, people generally think this is good. It's got what was it up? It's got 85%, I think, on Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
A 95% audience score. But yeah, most of the people, like definitely One Piece fans, have been pretty positive on it. I don't know too much about people who aren't familiar with it, because you didn't know, like, you're not, you at least knew like the characters because you watched them later stuff. I don't know what mm-hmm. it would be like to go into it without any knowledge. I kind of wish maybe I had grabbed like a family member who doesn't know anything about One Piece and to ask them to like at least watch the first episode and see what they thought. But I assume this is accessible even if you never seen the original series. Maybe slightly more accessible than if you know some parts of it, because if you know nothing, you'll just assume accept everything that's told you, and you won't be constantly thinking, wait, was this a little different from the original? The casting was pretty was good for the most part. The characters like do a good job of really feeling like their original versions again, for the most part. On the whole, everyone is definitely more serious. Mm-hmm. Like Luffy is a bit toned down. Zoro's like some of his more comedic elements aren't quite as present and so on. And I'm okay with that because like after we finished watching it, I did listen to like some reviews of it by people who like, you know, were One Piece fans. And one thing, the simple fact is you have to tone things down a bit for this, because this is, it's live action. Things that work in a cartoon just don't necessarily work as well. So everything was, some of the wackiness was, you know, toned down. It's still there. It's still silly. Luffy is still recognizable as Luffy. It's just a lot of them are moved a little more towards the serious for live action, which, like I said, worked, because you got to do that for live action. I was making a point and now I forgot what the point was when I started talking about things being serious. Okay, right. All right. I was trying to say that they did a good job with the casting and the direction and all that stuff, because people do feel like their original selves, or even if they're a little different, for the most part, pretty good. Yeah. Like the jokes were good. The action's pretty decent. I'd say there are two issues that I had with it, speaking more generally speaking. Not like, you know, oh, I didn't like the fact that that Nami actually suggested working with Arlong rather than him forcing her from the beginning, because I think that made a little more sense. Not like, you know, specific stuff, just more general stuff. One is, I feel there were points where it felt like they were just trying to make it more adult, like just for the sake of it. Like, there's a bunch more swearing in it than there was in the original. Well, for all I know, maybe there was a bunch in the Japanese. I don't know. But the swearing definitely felt a bit gratuitous at times. There's that, of course, that part where you just see Himepo's butt, and I was like, oh, well, I was a little surprised they went with that. Like, this isn't a big thing, but it is something that I noticed, that they did seem to be trying to go a little more violent, a little more adult than the source material. Maybe that's because it was, you know, in... It had like the 14 rating or whatever. Netflix is like, okay, well, we bet we got that. Let's make use of it. But that was something that bothered me a little. I kind of wish it had been a little lower than that. But the biggest issue I've got with this stuff, with this, is I did not really find the plot with Kobe and Garp particularly interesting, because we just keep cutting to them, and it's not as interesting as the rest of it. And it doesn't really interact, in for the most part, with what the other characters are doing. Like, Buggy was fine. He was in a lot more than he was in the original, but he's actually interacting with things, and more importantly, he's actually fun to watch. I just didn't get that with Garp and Kobe, who... Now, previously I mentioned how characters were more serious. Those two really got hit with that, because Kobe's kind of neuroses is, like... kind of, it's not as like kind of him being like kind of scared of things. It was more comedic in the original, whereas here it's played more serious. Garp was definitely a much goofier character in the original series, whereas here he's much more serious. Like, I went back and reread the thing where he's first introduced, and there's this part where he just comes through the wall to punch Luffy to wake him up, and then he like tells like his men, "All right, you need to fix this wall." And say, "Why did you break down the wall if you were just if it was going to be fixed?" He said, "'Cause it was cooler." And then he's just so much more serious in that live action. That was something I saw some people bring up. I think they overshot his level of seriousness, unfortunately. So that was the biggest problem I had with it. I didn't think their plots were that interesting. I kind of wish that maybe those had been done better, or somehow it just felt kind of unnecessary to completely be cutting to it, and it didn't really work that well for me. So I didn't. So that was my biggest issue with the series. Those were like generally consistently the weakest parts of each episode. But other than those things, and you know, a few other more minor things I could nitpick, yeah, this was pretty good. I want to make it clear with that. When I'm saying that, I'm talking about the small things that didn't work, but I still wanted to mention. On the whole, this was pretty good. As everyone said, it's one of the best live action adaptations of an anime or manga, but there's not that much competition in that department.
So you want me to give my opinion on it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I think that other than the whole Kobe thing, I thought this was a very good series. I don't know what the point of Kobe really was, because like they focused on him so much, but we know he wasn't all that important, because you know, here we are in the anime, you know, 500 episodes later or whatever, 800, I don't know, and he's not around. So I'm thinking, wait a minute, why is Kobe getting so much screen time? So, yeah, that was probably my biggest problem. And thinking that Garp was evil the whole time, I think that was, maybe that was intentional. They did it on purpose, but I don't know. I just feel like if he wasn't really evil, then they shouldn't have made him out to be evil. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it. I think they made very good casting choices. I think they got them right, pretty much all of them, which I'm surprised about. But yeah, I really feel like they, like Luffy. Now, Luffy wouldn't make any sense to someone who's never seen One Piece, I would say. So with Luffy, you pretty much have to know who Luffy is, or else you're going to just think he's an idiot. So,
but he is an idiot.
Oh, man. Well, maybe. But, yeah, I don't have many complaints with it. One of the things I'm especially happy with was that there was almost zero political stuff in this show, which it's sad that you have to say that, but nowadays almost everything is politicized, and spoiler alert, it only goes one way. But in this show, the only time I could see any sort of political thing was like the Fist Man and Arlong, you know, his big long speech. And I'm thinking, okay, are they going to make this into some sort of political thing? But then they got kind of shoved aside. So I was like, okay, so we didn't have to have any sort of political stuff, like, you know, like Star Wars. All Star Wars is a piece of propaganda these days. So I'm happy that One Piece stayed very true, as much as I can tell, to the characters who I know so well. I know one well because I've watched them for the last, you know, 100 episodes. And although they're a little too serious at times, they, you know, like Nami is, I think, way too serious, but I can get why they made her that way. And I like that they try to introduce some sort of rivalry between Sanji and Zoro in the last episode. That was pretty interesting. I don't really have any problems with it. I feel like I very much want to watch a second season of this if they so make it, which, you know, likely they will, because you know, they have the money.
Oh yeah, so, they spent a ton of money on the show. It was something like what was the thing about it. I heard someone say that they spent, I don't know 100% if this is true, but like maybe it was like something like 10 million per episode or something.
Wow.
So that, yeah, I mean, you can tell, you can just look at the sets. The sets are very well done. Yeah. And they, yeah, like they spend all that money on these things that, like, a bunch of them, you like see them in maybe one or two episodes and then it's done. So,
mm-hmm.
So there's, all of that. Yeah, if they can keep up the quality for a second season, I'd be interested. I am a little wondering about how some because up until this point, I kind of like, I'm thinking in terms of the way characters look, some of them look kind of weird, but they've all kind of been, I guess, sort of like more reasonable. I'm just like wondering, some of the characters coming up, the way they look, just would look so weird in live action. Like, I'm thinking about Frankie. Like, he's a guy who, he's this big buff guy that just goes around basically just wearing a Speedo. That would look, it looks fine in animation, but if you have someone doing that the whole time on live action, it could look pretty weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how they'll do Frankie.
Especially post time skip Frankie. But who knows if we'll even get that far.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how far they'll go. Obviously, it's just a question of, well, as long as the money is being made, they'll keep doing it. Season 2, I think we will... The most plausible thing to do with it time-wise would probably be to go through the end of Alabasta. I can't remember exactly how long it takes. I know Alabasta takes a really long time. There's like some arcs that kind of set it up, and then they have the Alabasta arc, which is really long and big. So that's probably where season 3-2 would end. That's going to be my guess. They'll probably end it at the end of Alabasta. That kind of just has to be it, because you can't, there's not enough room for a full season if you stop before that. And then there's the stuff after it is kind of long. So that's what my guess is going to be. You probably have no idea what Alabasta is, but it was like,
I have no idea.
It was like One Piece's first, like, really, really big arc. Like all the stuff we have here, you know, is kind of, they went on for a while, but Alabasta was like the first time where things just went on for a really long time. So that could be interesting. I guess that was one thing I wanted to mention. One possible thing that there was a reason to have, you know, Garp and the stuff around was it did give it a little more of a continuity, because, oh, they're going after the Straw Hats, because otherwise it's just kind of the characters just going from adventure to adventure. So that kind of had a purpose there. I just wish it had been done better, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of can see why they might be doing with it. I just don't think... Well, I already said my piece. I don't want to dwell on the negative on a series that I was pretty positive on. So, yeah, this was pretty good. If you're a fan of One Piece, I expect you would like this. If you're not a fan of One Piece, you might like it still. Mm-hmm. Well, when I say not a fan, I mean, look, if you've watched or read One Piece and you don't like it, then this isn't going to change your mind. Unless, you know, you're like my co-host who's only seen the later episodes that are super padded. But if you've seen, like, the early One Piece stuff and you don't like it, you're probably not going to like this too much either, even if it does tone things down a bit. But, if you've never watched One Piece, I think you probably would have if you've listened to this podcast. But just in case, yeah, this is a decent enough... show. So yeah, I think we're already over weighing over our welcome. So is there any other final thoughts to mention, I guess, about it?
Nah, nothing on this. We just have to go to our top three.
Yep, we can go top three, I guess.
Yeah. This is very hard for me this week because nothing really stood out. I'm going to have to put Demon Slayer first because it did have some pretty good action, even if half of it was just Tanjiro trying to calm down Nezuko. I put Snafu in second for the week. I thought it had a nice bounce back episode. And third place, well, because of the Legion of Doom or Legion of Boom or whatever, I'm going to go with Ninja Kamui for third place.
Okay. So, well, it's a little easier for me because I haven't, because I will am willing to rank Full Metal Panic Fumofu on it. So, yeah. For me, yeah, I'll put that in first. Then I'll put Shangri-La Frontier in second, and then Demon Slayer in third. Okay. So, well, that's it for our episodes. Next, we'll be back next week. Hopefully I will make sure to remember things better. I apologize again for, I feel really bad, and yes, since we're done with the live action One Piece now, we're going to be trying out another anime. This is one, it kind of aired, I was kind of looking at, trying to look into some more recent ones that, aired to see, to be on a bit of the pulse. So naturally I'm going to pick one that aired like back in summer. Blame the fact High Dive takes a while to get their stuff dubbed. We're going to be checking out, at least for a few episodes, Dark Gathering. All right, so that will be our One Piece live action replacement, and other than that, we're done, and I'll definitely try to do a lot better next time.
That's the end of the episode, right?
Yes.
Okay, then, bye.